Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a busy day. We'll talk about the volcano in Hawaii. We'll talk about what's happening with inflation. We'll talk about what's going to happen with your bank accounts and who's going to be reporting what and how much is going to be the threshold of what you spend or transact. And what the government finds out about that. Talk about how COVID cases are going down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Pediatric hospitalization is still going up, but we're starting to come down off the peak, which we've been doing for a while, so pretty exciting stuff. Sadly, though, people are getting fired, and an issue that I have, which we've spoken about before, we'll talk about again. But one of the biggest, I guess, concerns that some people have had has been with the latest headline coming out of Canada. You know, we really don't pay attention to a lot of the Canadian news. In fact, the CDC pays attention. One of the reasons why we have the risk, the FDA fact sheet for our COVID vaccine risks updated is because Canada alerted us to some of the issues they were seeing. Mild, you know, rare still, but enough for them to make some decisions. The U.S. investigated and, you know, I'm sorry about this. I haven't had my caffeine today. But the U.S. then made movements on increasing their, shall we say, warnings on the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, but there is a quote-unquote mild risk of myocarditis with the shots. Nothing new. What is new is out of Canada, though, they're telling young men, don't take the Moderna shot. They're saying if you're between the ages of 18 and 24, take the Pfizer shot. And so when I read this, I'm like, yeah, you know, this is something we expected. I remember there was a story coming out of Canada. This was probably maybe about 8 weeks ago. No, maybe about 6 weeks ago, saying there was a 2.5 times risk of myocarditis in those who took the Moderna shot to those who took the Pfizer shot. Well, now they're saying that for those young men who took the Moderna shot, there was a 1 in 5,000 case, risk case of myocarditis or inflammation of the heart. Whereas with Pfizer, it was, I think, a 1 in 28,000. So Canada appears to have a higher myocarditis risk than the U.S. So if the Moderna shot has a 1 in 5,000 case, people have been asking me, what is the Moderna myocarditis case in America? Well, the CDC hasn't separated the Moderna and the Pfizer shots. What they have said is as of September 22nd, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, received 1,541 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis among people age 30 and younger who received the COVID-19 vaccine. Most cases have been reported after mRNA, which means Pfizer or Moderna, and particularly in male adolescents and young adults. Through follow-up, including medical record reviews, the CDC and FDA was able to knock down at least half of those, or almost half, to 892 reports. The CDC still investigating those reports. We spoke about the myocarditis and the pericarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. Pericarditis is inflammation around the heart. And we had noticed an uptick in cases, but Canada's cases are much higher than America's in terms of reporting. Now, I mean, it just could be luck of the draw, or I don't know. I can't explain that yet. I will look into it, but many people are concerned. Why would Canada have to make this move to say, look, guys, don't, you know, try not to take the Moderna. Try to take Pfizer instead. Now, mind you, whoever wants to take Moderna can still do it, but effective immediately, if you got a Moderna shot in Ontario, this is in Canada, and you got shot one, they say it's totally okay for you to switch over to Pfizer for shot two. So their head of, let me see if I have the name of their head of their, Dr. Kiernan Moore, is Ontario's chief medical officer. And, he was the one that urged the switchover. So, you know, this is nothing that I think is shocking. I don't think it's very groundbreaking. I get that it's a headline. I don't get why, you know, there isn't a lot of clarity. I also don't get why the American numbers are different from the Canadian numbers. You know, 1 in 5,000 is a strikingly high number, especially as we're doing college student mandates, things like that. And what's the difference between the Moderna and the Pfizer shot? We've spoken about, you know, the different ingredients. The mRNA should pretty much be similar, but in terms of the substrates in the shot, you know, there's something maybe more with the mRNA, the Moderna, than the Pfizer. So these things obviously warrant some review. And, you know, I know some people are saying, oh, everybody's making a big deal about the myocarditis cases. Nobody died from them. No, it doesn't sound like anybody died. I think there were a few ICU cases, and the majority of them were mild, thank God. But the problem I have with this is we're, again, the mandates. You know, if we weren't doing the mandates, you know, we could say, look, guys, this is par for the course. We know things have side effects. It happens. You need to choose between Pfizer and China. Who do you trust? Do you trust the Pfizer shot or do you trust China? If you don't trust China, get the Pfizer shot. But if you don't trust Pfizer, that means you're trusting China. So I don't trust the virus. I don't trust what happened in China, whether it was tinkered with or whether the virus was in a lab so long that it mutated. I still have no clarity on what the heck happened and why, what we're dealing with. But as far as I'm concerned, I trust Pfizer way more than China. I trust Moderna way more than China. I trust Johnson & Johnson, even AstraZeneca. But Canada does things differently. Canada, they're not giving the AstraZeneca shot. After the clots, they're like, we don't need that. No. And so with Moderna, they're still giving the shot. If you want it, you could have it. But for young men, they're saying, with the risk, let's move over to Pfizer. So it'll be interesting to see if the U.S. has any kind of specifications on if they saw more with the Moderna or not. We'll take your questions next. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Timothy wants to know, why does the Moderna shot come with a rash? So we spoke about the Moderna rash, Moderna arm, I think they called it. And Moderna is a little different vaccine than Pfizer. They're both mRNA vaccines, but they have different ingredients. And Moderna, very interestingly, seems to have a stronger, according to some studies, a stronger immunity, outlasting the Delta variant more than Pfizer did. But on the flip side, we have seen some more side effects, anecdotally, with Moderna. I don't believe the CDC has published that Moderna is riskier than Pfizer. Even though we have had Moderna arm, it doesn't necessarily mean that we you know, have a much less safe vaccine with Moderna. If I had a choice between Moderna and Pfizer, I would choose Pfizer just because I've been a big fan of Pfizer drugs. I think their Z-Pak was great. I thought their Viagra was great. Their Lipitor was great. And one of the first stocks I bought was Pfizer. So I've always just kind of had like a little bit of a, you know, a crush on the company. I've just been a big fan of that. Moderna, I don't think I've really worked with a lot of drugs from Moderna, but Moderna, still a good company, still a strong company. In fact, I made more money on stocks with Moderna than Pfizer. But for me, Pfizer drugs have been a part of my practice for so long that I'm very, very comfortable. But honestly, I don't need a choice. I would get either. If somebody asked me if I would get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, yeah, I'd get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Remember, I told you guys, I don't trust the virus. So I don't know. I don't understand why somebody can't smell for 6 months afterwards. I don't want this virus in my brain. I don't trust the sucker. Do I think the vaccines are 100% safe? Nope. I don't think anything's 100% safe. But like I say, I fear China more than I fear pharmaceutical companies. So that's why I made my decision. I wouldn't force that decision on you. I wouldn't mandate it. I wouldn't fire you from your job. But that's the decision I made. Because I trust the vaccines and I trust the pharmaceutical companies more than China. That's me. So with the Moderna arm, we were seeing a lot of this earlier this spring, months back, about 6 months back. And the New England Journal of Medicine published a report looking at 30,000 Moderna vaccine recipients and found some to develop a rash up to 11 days after the injection. We didn't really see it that much with Pfizer. I got the Pfizer shot. I was sore. My arm ached. But that was it. With Moderna, you got the erythema, the induration, the tenderness. And so some of the delayed reactions happened 11 days after the first dose. So that kind of scared people going, I have an infection. And we're like, okay, yeah, originally doctors on telemedicine were giving antibiotics to all these people. And we were told, guys, this could be Moderna arm and they don't necessarily need an antibiotic. But somebody gets redness and swelling and the redness expands to a good part of the arm. No wonder they're thinking about cellulitis. They did find that all 12 study participants were able to get their second dose. The rash was not a severe allergy. Antihistamines, topical steroids helped with symptoms, and overall they did okay. Some people had all over body itching from their Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. And I have a Facebook page on COVID vaccine experiences, good, bad, neutral. And so some people have kind of reported some of their joint pain, rash, things like that. So it kind of allows a non-political arena for people to say, look, I had the shot, it was a piece of cake, good. Others to say, look, this is what happened to me. But what people want to know is, what is the difference between the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot? Well, the ingredients to the Pfizer shot, and we've spoken about this before, but we'll recap, include obviously the mRNA, and then this lipid envelope. So with Pfizer, the lipids include 4-hydroxybutyl azanidiol bishexane 6,1-diol bis-2 hexyldecanoate 2 polyethylene glycol 2,000-NN diitetrahydacetamide 1,2-disteryl SN glycerol 3 phosphocholine. That's within the lipids, and cholesterol. Potassium chloride's in it, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, which is another salt, dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate, and sucrose. So it's a little bit of bitty sweet and tasty. I'm double-checking the FDA fact sheet to see if anything was updated since I wrote that. I include the link, but nope, nothing's changed. That's still the list of ingredients, which is a good sign. You definitely don't want to see things change. Moderna has the mRNA. The lipid lipoprotein that envelopes the mRNA. mRNA is just too delicate to just stick in you, so it has to be surrounded by an envelope that makes it into the cell, and then that lipid envelope dissolves or gets metabolized. So its lipid envelope has SM102, polyethylene glycol, dimerosal glycerol, cholesterol, 1,2-diesterol SN glycerol 3-phosphocholine. So it is a different lipoprotein molecule. But then the Moderna also differs from Pfizer because they have tromethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, but it also has sucrose. Now, I'm not a pharmacologist, so I can't, you're like, no crap, Dahlia, yeah, we know. Okay, so, sue me. Right? I'm not a pharmacologist. I got pharmacology training, but I can't explain how each of these diesterols work. But polyethylene glycol, I can tell you, is something that's pretty ubiquitous in multiple industries. We have it in household items, personal care products. It's in the healthcare field in terms of certain like medications. It's like it's in laxatives. And so polyethylene glycol can sometimes cause abdominal cramping, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bloating. Shouldn't necessarily cause myocarditis, but you wonder if that could be the link. That would be my first, you know, suspect, my culprit. Maybe what happens is the polyethylene glycol, first shot, it triggers an immune response. The body makes anti-PEG antibodies. And then when you get your second shot, which is apparently when the trouble seems to happen in terms of myocarditis, your body's antibodies cause inflammation, just happens to cause inflammation around the heart. Again, I know that's not the best, most, you know, coherent explanation of what could be going on, but it's a theory. In 2016, there was a case report published in Allergy, Asthma, and Clinical Immunology, and it discussed how allergies to PEG were increasing. And awareness regarding the allergenic potential of PEG, they said, these are what the author said, should be raised, and a proper product labeling is crucial to prevent PEG-mediated hypersensitivity. Now, I believe as a result of studies such as this, that's why the CDC had said, look, or the FDA had said, look, if you are allergic with both of them, if you are allergic to any component in the vaccine, you're going to get a medical exemption. Don't get the next one. Or get a vaccine that doesn't have that component. Well, both mRNA shots have PEG. So then that would cause you to have to go to one of the other ones, like the Johnson & Johnson, if you have any sort of contraindications to that, like a blood clot disorder or whatever, your doctor might not want you on that one. So I understand it's frustrating. I get it. And it is a big move on Canada's part because the U.S. has this, I don't know, this reputation of blowing off side effects. I don't think they're necessarily blowing them off, but I do get the sense that they don't want everybody freaking out about, you know, a side effect here, a side effect there. My problem with this is, again, is you guys are mandating. Once you decided to mandate and cause people to lose their jobs, then, you know, you're basically making people feel forced to get something. And if there are side effects with it, you have to have an open ear. You have to listen. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Keep the calls coming and the questions. 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Republican senators drafted a bill to restrict vaccine passport requirements by federal agencies. The proposed legislation, titled the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, is backed by Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, among others. The bill, if passed, would ban proof of vaccine requirements for commerce and travel. GOP senators argued vaccine passports would undermine economic growth and infringe on constitutional rights. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Who've already had COVID, who have natural immunity, who are looking at, for example, the VAERS reports, are looking at some of the data and science saying that natural immunity is 13 to 27 times more effective than the vaccine.
The CDC Wednesday urged pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. They say the benefits outweigh the risks. USA Radio News. French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy was convicted and sentenced to a year of house arrest Thursday for illegal campaign financing of his unsuccessful 2012 re-election bid. Sarkozy, France's president from 2007 to 2012. A family member of President Reagan is speaking out about the release of his father's attempted assassinator. Brad Bernards explains.
Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand the Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life.
We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Yeah, did I already put you guys to sleep? Have I really already put you to sleep? Well, anyway, thank you guys for not turning in and to still stay awake for my show and keep the calls and questions coming. So one of you had sent me an article, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I did hear that GOP senators are drafting some legislation to try to block vaccine mandates. And this is something that I think is going to continue to happen. I don't know how far it'll go, but this one is a little interesting and different from others. What's happening with this one is it's called the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, and it prohibits the Department of Transportation and other agencies from promulgating rules, gosh, that's a big word, promulgating rules requiring a person to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination in order to engage in interstate commerce or travel and for other purposes. According to Senator Rick Scott of Florida, while American businesses are working hard to recover from the devastating impacts of COVID-19, President Biden is set on implementing more mandates, lockdowns, and restrictions that are holding them back. He said, I got the COVID-19 vaccine and encourage everyone who feels comfortable to get it too. The government has no busy pushing mandates on the American people and our hardworking businesses. So a few things I want to talk about. Number one is, I notice a lot of people are trying to shame or bully people who are anti-mandate and calling them anti-vaxxers. And, you know, come on. All right, you know, this isn't grade school. Many people got the vaccine. They support the vaccine. I support the vaccine. But they think the mandate is a dangerous idea. And not only dangerous from a societal aspect, but a dangerous from a public health aspect. I hear people say, oh, yeah, my whole staff is vaccinated. They showed me their cards. You know how many fake cards are out there? If you tell me you're vaccinated, I have no idea if it's a fake card or not. Now, I purposely made sure that the health department knew I got vaccinated. I believe I'm in the database, but many people receive their vaccine and the only thing they have is a card, which, by the way, if you lose the card, you could be in trouble. And so when you do these mandates and when you do these blocks and all that, you really kind of need to take a step back and look at what you're doing. So, for example, on the outset, somebody, you know, who's very well-versed in public health could say, well, that's a fantastic idea. You know, you can't get on the plane unless you've been COVID vaccinated. That just makes all the public health sense in the world. But then when you kind of dissect it a little bit and they go, well, wait a second, those of us who were vaccinated in January are now being told our immunity is waning and we might not have the immunity that we did a few weeks after the shot. And so are some of us losing immunity faster than others? And for those of us who were vaccinated 9 months ago, are we now under-vaccinated? Yet somebody who had it, has nice strong antibodies, isn't sick at all, they're banned from getting on the plane. You know, we need some clarity on that. The other thing, too, is what happens if you lose your card? What if you lose your vaccine card? You can't travel? You can't work? So somebody will say, well, then, you know what? Just go get the vaccine again. Don't we want the vaccine for these other countries that are dealing with COVID that could brew new variants? So, I mean, what are we looking to do here? Are we looking to get everybody vaccinated, you know, and stop new waves of a virus? Or is it just about you having the card? So for those of you going, yeah, you know, screw over the traveler, screw over the nurse that was a frontline worker, before you guys are grabbing your knives and pitchforks, kind of realize if you lose your vaccine card, or if somebody decides to get behind the microphone and say, you're under vaccinated if it's been 9 months, now you are behind the eight ball. So remember, everybody eventually turns on each other. You know, you could think you're on the safe side, but no, somebody's going to turn around and say you have to be fired or you can't travel. And you're like, but wait a second, somebody listen to me. So, you know, I understand what the GOP is doing. I get it. And I think these vaccine mandates, as I've said, have spurned a whole underground fake vaccine card industry. And nobody's telling us the numbers. They're telling us that thousands, you know, have been found, that, you know, people have been arrested. But those are the people that got caught. For every one person that got caught, how many thousands of people are out there making money on vaccine cards? I mean, if we could cyber attack, if we are able to hack into Sony, into hospital systems, into power grids, You think it's really hard for somebody in their mother's basement to make a fake vaccine card? So, that's why as soon as I heard them say mandate, I'm like, oh, there's going to be fakers out there. Crap. Come on, people. So the next concern we have is the public health crisis of our hospitals. So these hospitals are bragging that they have fired people that weren't vaccinated. All right. But some hospitals are not bragging, saying, okay, we've had to kind of close down some services. We've had to, stop some elective surgeries. We've had to stop some labor and delivery. See, you got to put your money where your mouth is. If you are really concerned about public health, I don't want to hear from anybody who's saying they are a public health advocate. If I don't hear you advocating for getting shots to people in poor countries that don't have them, if I don't hear you advocating for keeping our hospitals staffed, if I don't hear you advocating for making sure that we focus on medications to treat COVID in case the vaccine isn't giving 100% immunity, which it's not. And one of the premises, the kernel, if you go, what was that? What was that? Was it a fairy tale where there was a princess on mattresses and there was a pea in the mattress and she felt it? I got to look that up because that's really interesting. I wonder if she had obsessive compulsive disorder because she could feel a pea under a whole bunch of mattresses. But anyway, the pea or the kernel under all this mattress stuff of public health is herd immunity, or making sure we have immunity. Any public health official is about your immunity. And when you have people say, look, please draw my blood, let me show you my antibodies. You can draw my blood every week, let me show you my antibodies. And everybody's like, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. Okay, then you're not for public health. Anybody who's a public health advocate wants to improve people's immunity and reach that goal of people having immunity. And I'm just sitting here bewildered that nobody wants to even recognize or, work on the testing or allow nurses and doctors who didn't die during the pandemic, that got through 20 months of the pandemic, still strong. Nobody really wants to look at their immunity. It's all about the vaccine. So these mandates worry me because if it's all about the vaccine, and we know for a fact now, it has been admitted that vaccine immunity wanes, natural immunity can wane too, but then that means I'm going to be an under-vaccinated. And then what's going to happen to me? I can't travel? What if I can't get a booster? So it's we'll see what happens, but I don't think it's going to go far with what the GOP is doing. But I get why they're doing it. 1-877-DOC-TALK.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb.
Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula, known as the AREDS2 formula, continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks, and alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hawaii is pronounced Hawaii, but we say Hawaii. And I know it kind of annoys people when they hear Hawaii, even though Hawaii is kind of the way you pronounce it. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. But I will say Hawaii because we're all used to that, but that's not really the appropriate way to say it, okay? Because I just don't want to annoy people more than I annoy them. So remember there was a volcano that erupted and it blocked streets and it was, I mean, it was just horrible. It was a very destructive lava flow. Well, apparently it's back. And so on Wednesday afternoon, the U.S. Geological Survey Hawaiian Volcano Observatory detected glow in the Kilauea, Kilauea summit webcam images indicated that an eruption has commenced within Halemaumau Crater in Kilauea Summit Caldera within Hawaii's Volcanoes National Park. Okay, so the volcano's going on. Okay, that's really what that is. Man, initial warnings were labeled with a code yellow and have since been upgraded to a code red as the new eruption and associated hazards are evaluated. They say the volcano has also upgraded the alert from watch to warning. On Twitter, the organization revealed the alert level had been at yellow due to inflation of the volcano. Well, if inflation makes us an alert yellow, I mean, we're as yellow as it comes. We got some pretty bad inflation on the way. That's a different subject for a different segment. Back to the volcano. They say it was clear that an intrusion or eruption would happen at some point, but until the magma starts to ascend, the exact timing is hard, and you might only have minutes to a few hours once magma does start to rise. I want to apologize. Every time I say or hear the word magma, I think of Austin Powers and Dr. Evil, you know? So I'll try not to say magma the way he does. Magma. Just say it like that, because he goes, magma. In another tweet with before and after photos, the Geological Survey said the Kilauea Volcano Summit eruption is in full swing. What was once a cooling lava cake is now a new fissure eruption. Oh, it looks mad. Maybe it's mad because of the vaccine mandates. They say this new eruption at Kilauea Summit is occurring within a closed area of the volcano park. Local residents are not at risk of injury. They say the eruption is confined within a crater of the summit. Gas emissions will degrade air quality downwind, but lava activity is at the summit only. Residents should minimize exposure because you know people are going to want to go up and take pictures and selfies. They said that residents should minimize exposure to these volcanic particles, which can cause eye and skin irritation. They say the organization had been monitoring the volcano on Hawaii's Big Island for a few months. Their last eruption was in December 2020. The situation was not, I guess, contained until May 2021. Beautiful pictures. Whoever got these pictures, I mean, they really are beautiful. Just don't do it yourself. We'll keep you guys posted on that. It's one of those things where you really don't want to see our beautiful Hawaiian islands, you know, spewing out lava, but that's kind of what they do. That's where they came from, and so it's just kind of one of those things where sadly that's just something that we're gonna have to deal with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Godspeed and safety to those. Okay, so there are some more tropical storms. I don't think they're going to risk any hit or blow to America, but Hurricane Sam and Tropical Storm Victor were already on the V's, both strengthened overnight in the Atlantic. Victor is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow. Neither storm is expected, though, to reach the continental U.S., but for those of you on a boat, you know, maybe watch out. Forecasters on Thursday are tracking yet another disturbance in the Atlantic, but luckily that continues to lose steam. Meanwhile, remnants of Peter have dissipated. I didn't even know we were talking about Peter. Here's the thing. Only one storm name is left this year on the regular list, and it's Wanda. I don't trust that. Wasn't there like this movie, A Fish Called Wanda? I never saw it, but from what I understand, it wasn't a good fish. So Wanda is supposed to be the last name on the list, and then I think they have to go to a group of secondary list names. I don't know if there's been a Hurricane Dahlia yet. There might have been. I think there was a Hurricane Dolly last year, but I don't think there's a Hurricane Dahlia. We've got to be really, really careful with Hurricane Dahlias because they're very disorganized, right? Erratic. They lean to the right. Well, if they lean to the right, that's good because then it won't, you know, hit the coast. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But Hurricane Sam was an intense Category 4. We're watching, even though these storms, some people are like, oh, man, you know, do we really have to care if it doesn't hit us? Well, we do, because hurricane season, you know, it depends on our wind speeds and the water currents and things like that. There's a whole bunch of different factors depending on, you know, why a hurricane will hit us. Like, there's now a tropical storm watch in effect for Bermuda. So, you know, there, you know, we do deal with many of these other islands and areas that these hurricanes affect. But the also thing is, you know, with the changing of the climate, not that it's from my hamburger eating, but the changing of the climate, if we are getting more vicious hurricane seasons, then these are patterns. So we like to watch the patterns. So we'll keep you posted on this. Sadly, there are swells that could cause life-threatening rip current from Sam that could affect the Leeward Islands, Greater Antilles, Puerto Rico over the next few days. And swells could reach Bermuda and the Bahamas by Friday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just want to make a quick comment on surprise parking spaces. So I just thought this was really dangerous yesterday. So I'm at a parking lot. And my husband wanted to go into Whole Foods because apparently you could do something with Amazon. I think you could return stuff for Amazon at Whole Foods. Yeah, I didn't think about that. So anyway, we had to go to Whole Foods, and of course, you know, I went to the bakery. Yeah, had to get something chocolatey. And my husband's like, there's compact parking spaces in the street. You know, I take my eyes off my phone. I don't know why I was on my phone at the time. And there's somebody driving down a normal road, kind of, you know, when you drive to a parking lot, there's kind of like streets. Well, all of a sudden, the street still has stop signs, but now there's parking spaces in them. And I took some pictures, and you saw people just driving through like it's a parking lot street, a thoroughfare. Yet, you'll see the pictures. I posted them on my Facebook and Twitter. There's actually compact parking spaces. Now, I don't know if that was a mistake or if they're trying to make less, or if they're trying to make more spaces on purpose, but you can't have a street that has a stop sign and people driving, and you see a picture, I think it's an Amazon truck, lights on, going about 5-10 miles an hour, and it's through parking spaces. And so I guess maybe this is a trend where some areas need more parking spaces, but I gotta tell you, this is a huge lot. They're never full of parking. So I don't know why they would have to do that. Why would they do that? It's dangerous. And so, you know, for those of you that are kind of used to pulling into a parking lot and just driving and, you know, going 10, 15 miles an hour until you could peel in to the aisle of where you usually park, keep in mind that some of these places might be not making them streets anymore, but actually adding extra striping. And my worry is compact cars are probably like, wait a second, you're giving us compact parking in a street? I think it's discriminatory because these compact cars are probably going to need a good mechanic if somebody slams into their car because they think it's still a roadway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.